Tomorrow, Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives will vote on a possible change in leadership amid party infighting. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy among those calling to replace Liz Cheney from her number three post. Elise Stefanik is the favorite to replace her. Now, she represents a district in upstate New York, and she has the support of former President Donald Trump. NewsNation correspondent Tom Negevin live in Stefanik's district with more. Tom.
All right, Nicole, this is the 21st Congressional District, about 150 miles straight north of New York City, but politically it is light years away. And yes, this is Elise Stefanik's district. It is rural, working class, blue collar, and folks around here are very quick to remind you, Donald Trump country. It had been represented by Democrats in Congress since 1993 until Stefanik came along, becoming the youngest woman elected to Congress when she flipped this district. She and her supporters now preparing for the strong likelihood of another political star turn come tomorrow.
When she first came, she made sure to talk to all of us throughout the whole area. She didn't just pop in and pop out again. She stayed here. She attended whatever function was happening. She made sure to be a part of Fulton County. She got to know us. We got to know her. She got to know us.
This is huge for us. I mean, this is one of the first times we're actually getting our agenda, getting our message out there on the big national stage. We're getting so much more recognition for our issues and matters up here.
This lady is so intelligent. And she's so real for the youth part of her age, considering.
Fair enough.
I'm a little bit more mature.
Okay. I'll take your word.
She's real. She means what she says and says what she means.
Elise is one of the best people I've ever met. I met her when she was first campaigning. She is true. She is intelligent. She is outgoing. She is a terrific person, and she cares about her district.
Now, nationally, while she may be a very polarizing political figure, as you can see, people are very eager to talk about her here in her district in very glowing terms. Now, Congresswoman Stefanik's anticipated elevation to the number three position in Congress is quite a change in political fortunes, and a lot of observers will argue a massive shift in political allegiances as well, given that she came into office as a moderate and did not support President Donald Trump during her party's primary for president in 2016. Live in Fulton County, New York, I'm Tom Negevin, News Nation. Nicole, back to you.